From Mothman and Nessie to the spirit that haunts your home, welcome to Bob After Dark, a podcast about legends, lore, and the supernatural. So turn your lights down and your volume up and enjoy your trip to the shadows.
Hey there, children of the night, and welcome to Bob After Dark, the show that takes you into the shadows and goes and says hello everything that goes bump in a night. I'm your host with the most that enjoys toast, Bob, and alongside of me, as always, is my ever wonderful, ever vampiric, ever cape-wearing and flannel-wearing...
Oh, yes.
...ever my producer, my friend, my brother, the heartthrob of Bob After Dark... Count Panic himself. Oh, hey there, Count.
Hey there, Bob. It's the season for flannel. Springtime, usually a season for flannel here, as far as stuff goes with that. But yes, the season for flannel here on Bob After Dark. The season for cape wearing on Bob After Dark as well, for all that good stuff. But the season for everything here, Bob. It tis the season. Turn. Something, something, turn.
Careful,
turn.
There's a copyright strike in there somewhere.
Well, don't worry. I didn't sing it properly.
Yeah. Count, we have a big show tonight.
We got a big show. There's no time for messing around.
There is time a little bit because we have some explaining to do.
Yeah.
We didn't have a show last week.
We didn't. Why is that?
Well, Count, to be completely honest, it was an unfortunate forecoming of me catching the plague. No, it wasn't the big one going around. No, I had a slight ear infection that kind of happened to me and knocked me out real quick last Tuesday. And unfortunately, with March Madness being a thing still at the time, we didn't have a chance to reschedule the show. So Count Panic just gave me the week off, and I much appreciated that.
No problem, Bob. I can't have Bob working injured here. So, Bob, I hope you're well rested right now there, Bob.
I am.
That's the main thing.
Much so. Now, Count, let's get a quick weekend update from you, and then we have to go straight to the show, because it's going to be an action-packed episode.
Bob, the weekend was nice, not much to complain about. The weather was perfect. It was, of course, Easter solstice. The veil was at its thinnest for Easter. I think that's how it goes, right?
No.
No?
Well, we were celebrating Ostara.
Okay.
The veil's not really thin, then.
The veil wasn't thin, but we were still
a celebration
nice
of bunnies and fertility and Ostara, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Well, the veil was still thin enough, but had a nice holiday weekend, Bob. How about you?
It was relaxing the past couple weekends. I've had a hectic month of March. It was nonstop going, and I thought I was going to collapse at one point, and I totally did. I worked myself to getting sick. So it's been busy, but now life will slowly go back to normal, and you know, lots of exciting things coming on the forefront of Bob After Dark, and
of course,
you know, we got some word that conventions might be happening soon,
possibly so.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna put a pin in that and see what happens. I don't want to get myself excited, but
don't jinx it.
Ready to get back on the road.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah. All right, Count, we have a very big important episode this week, folks.
We do.
And the exciting things are, one, we have a few guests coming on tonight. Confirmed two. One might join in a little bit. It's ladies' night here on Bob After Dark because we have female co-hosts. It's going to be amazing. And three, I'm really excited to have them. We had the one guest on a little bit ago, and she was one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. And I'm very excited to have her back, and we're going to talk about that here shortly. Count, since you're the producer with the most that enjoys toast, I'll let you do the introductions.
Do the honors? I'll do the honors
here,
Bob. Let me make sure I'm plugged in. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear
perfectly. All right, good. Well, to do the honors here, we got a couple great guests, maybe possibly three guests. We'll find out here soon enough. They got a brand new show coming out here. Of course, Kitsy Duncan. She's been on with us before, but she's here for Paranormal X Road right now. KJ is alongside her as well. Tiffany may be joining us soon enough here, but we got Kitsy and KJ on right now with us, Bob.
Oh, hey there, girls.
And I'll put them on right now.
Good job, Count. Hold on, ladies.
Here
one second.
There they are.
All right, let's start. Let's try that again. Let's try that again. Okay, so you got them. I can hear them this time.
Yes,
so.
You can hear them.
Is this thing on?
This thing. Oh, hey there, girls. Welcome to Bob After Dark.
Oh, hey there, Bob.
Look at that. She even had a good oh, hey there.
Look at that.
Hello. Welcome to the show. We're super excited to have both of you on.
Oh my gosh.
Excited to be here with you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, before we begin, guys, so we're skipping over the news articles this week because it's going to be the show, it's something we normally do. Yes, I know a lot of you are going to be very sad, but this for the time constraints, because we don't need a 3-hour show. We're going to cut that out, but we do have something very important to do. And knowing that Kitsy's on the show, she definitely has some sort of liquid in front of her. Questionable what might be there. Am I correct on my assumption there, Kitsy?
I'm doing the CBD water tonight, Bob.
Oh, that's very special. And KJ, I see you have a mug. And Count, I'm assuming you have a cup.
I have a, yes, I think it's water. Yeah, water.
All right, so.
Sure.
Real quick. We have a 5-star review on the show. And what we do every week when we get a 5-star review is we read that out loud and then we toast them live. I figured that we'd let the guests toast the reviewers. So without further ado, we got a 5-star review from C.S. Seeger leaves a 5-star with the title Fun and Interesting. Great, wholesome hosts, fun format that takes you in a different world of oddities and lore. Bob and Count Panic provide a great late night listen, so give it a listen and enjoy. So to you, C.S. Seeger, thank you so much for the review. We really much appreciate it. And a toast to you, especially with the nice, lovely ladies that are on the show with us this evening. A toast to you, C.S. Seeger. Thank you for the 5-star review.
Salut.
Everybody's toasting. Right
absolutely. So, folks, if you want to toast live on the air and for the podcast world, go onto the Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review, and say what you like about us. That was one where people weren't commenting on my voice, and that was that's a little different for me.
Usually, so sultry.
A little bit. You know, normally we get the fans that are like, oh, Bob's voice. And I'm like, ah, ain't nothing special, but thank you for that.
It's his voice, Bob. Your voice.
Well, thank you. All right. Enough about me and you, Count. People know who we are. They listen every week.
Of course.
Let's start, because we know who Kitsy is already. So let's start, and we're going to get to you. But KJ, who are you? Why are you on my show? And a little bit about yourself, and tell me what your favorite topping on a pancake is.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, okay. So let's go right to the pancake because that sounds fun. I love peanut butter on my pancakes.
Oh.
But I want butter, peanut butter, and syrup on my pancakes.
Wow. Good picks.
Thank you. I actually, Bob, I got my start in radio and spent most of my life there, although my life off the mic was weird and full of paranormal and all kinds of things. So when I met up with Kitsy, initially it was a lot of cons, which you were talking about. We met through the Comic-Con world and we stayed connected. I have a show called The Kind of Nerdy Girls, which Kitsy joins me on often. And we talk about nerdy things like, you know, Marvel and things like that. And I ended up on Paranormal Crossroad actually as the subject of the first episode, because I had a light going on and off in my house and I happened to be in Kitsy's bubble. And I said, I know you haven't investigated in a while. I think my grandmother is happy that I'm playing bingo and is trying to play with me. And we got all kinds of communication. I actually joke that we could make a whole series out of the amount of spirits that were trying to come through all that night. But we had an amazing time. It brought a lot of peace to me. And when Kitsy asked me if I would like to come along for the ride and give that to other people, I said, absolutely.
Excellent. We're going to talk a little bit more about your background and the different things, especially your radio background, because let me tell you, it's Bob After Dark, for our podcast fans that might not know this, Bob After Dark's a live radio show before it turns into the podcast world. So it's great to have somebody with a background in radio come aboard.
Oh, happy to be here. My kind of nerdy girls podcast started when my boss in radio told me that not everybody loved Star Wars and Harry Potter as much as I did, so I needed to talk about it somewhere else.
I've never heard that.
No, that's horrible. But you know what? One, I really love your Marvel background. That's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, Kyle, that's kind of funny because people were telling me they were tired of hearing me talk about ghosts and I should go somewhere else.
I didn't want to tell you about that, Bob. But you know what? What's the good thing is here, she understands the FCC violations, the guidelines here. So.
I sure do.
Now, Kitsy, I don't know about Kitsy here, but
she keeps me in check.
Yes. Sweating it out over here.
I don't have a dump button over here, guys. So watch it with Kitsy.
Do we have one count?
We got, I don't know if it works or not. We'll have to check it out.
Let's not make this episode the one we tested on, shall we? I don't need a fine.
Yes.
All right.
And, another fun fact about KJ is she's married to a region rat. So I figured you guys
really?
Would like that.
You know, there's always a connection to the Northwest Indiana sometimes when it comes to Bob After Dark. So that's wonderful.
My husband is from Crown Point, and I actually got a little bit nervous when I realized that I'm from Wisconsin. And I have my Packers turvis with me, and I did not do that on purpose. As soon as I was like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to people in the region, and I'm holding my Green Bay Packers turvis. I'm so sorry.
Real
but
quick.
My husband is a Bears fan, so I hope that you will forgive me for that.
It's forgiven, because did you know that Count Panic and I are big deals in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
What?
I swear to you, it took us a long time to get booked in the con circuit in Chicago, which is, you know, where technically I guess I'm from. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, though. The first couple cons I got booked for was in Wisconsin. And lo and behold, somewhere, some shape, some form, my life has been revolved around both the Wisconsin and Northwest Indiana. What part of Wisconsin are you from?
It's a little tiny town called Cuba City. And it is in the very southwest corner of the state. If you throw a rock, you'll hit the Mississippi River and be in Iowa. So I actually got my start in radio in Dubuque, Iowa.
That's pretty wonderful. Before we move on to Kitsy, because this is important, and our fans need to know this because they hear us talk about it a lot. One, have you ever been to the Mars Cheese Castle?
Have I ever been?
Pope Catholic.
Do you need to know which aisle to go down to find something?
You know, the Mars Cheese Castle is our unofficial sponsor. I don't think they realize how much publicity they get from our show, but that's like Count's favorite place in the entire world.
It's fantastic.
Is the Mars Cheese. I'm telling you.
There should be one in every state.
There really should. It is fantastic. Whenever I go up to visit my family, we always take two giant coolers, and on our way home, we stop at the Mars Cheese Castle and fill them up. There's no place like it.
On your cheese curds, what is your dipping sauce of choice? I know this isn't paranormal, folks. Bear with me. This is important research.
Yes, I dip my cheese curds in ranch.
Okay, ranch and marinara. Count had this crazy concept of buffalo sauce cheese curds, and I was like, what?
Yeah, you know, big Frank sausage.
That's no. Okay, good.
No.
That's from a Wisconsinite telling you.
No. But you don't get Stan Stefanski gets his cheese curds from Wisconsin. So
anyway, Kitsy.
Well, everybody gets their cheese curds from Wisconsin.
Of course. Got it.
All right, Kitsy,
if
who
you're
are
you? Gonna dip them. Marinara is acceptable, but ranch is preferred.
Ranch is good too.
So, Kitsy, who are you?
Who am I? Oh gosh, I am a pain in the tush. Notice it.
That's the FCC. Good job, Kitsy.
I grew up in Griffith, Indiana, and I prefer to talk to dead people. Is pretty much my
motto
in life.
Was that a shameless plug for your book?
A little bit. But in my bubble, as KJ said, includes some really awesome people that have joined me in my search to, you know, talk to dead people, for lack of a better term. That's my jam. We've got this new thing going on, and I contacted you as soon as, you know, we thought we had enough of a library to reach out to the ever important Bob After Dark.
Aw, you're gonna
I
make me
wait
blush
to tell you about it.
Kitsy, my ego is gonna be inflated real quick here, let me tell you.
I'm here for it.
Thank you. So, girls, tell me a little bit about this new project you're doing. And Kitsy, we'll talk about what's coming up in your world and podcasting oddity files, but we're here to talk about this new project you have. So let's talk a little bit about Paranormal Crossroads, how it came to be, why it is, and how is it different than your run-of-the-mill paranormal show? Because as we know, in the four of us were here, we're, the paranormal's a very big bubble right now in the world of TV, and we see all these shows, and we talk about when this bubble's going to pop, of when this saturation is going to become oversaturation. So what makes Paranormal Crossroads different? What is it? Who is it? And et cetera. And you guys can bounce off of each other.
Okay, I'm going to let KJ start because I hogged the entire show last time, and then I'll pick it up when she's ready to hand it over.
Oh, wow. Well, I feel a little bit nervous speaking about this because it is Kitsy's baby. This all came from her, and it came together so organically that I think that we're still, I don't know, in this, is there a honeymoon phase of creating a TV show? Paranormal Crossroad is different in the fact that our goal is to bring peace to those who are experiencing the paranormal. So we are going into homes, we are going into workplaces, we have people reach out to us who are truly in some sort of pain, having some sort of anxiety, they're scared, they need answers, and we are going in to their homes, to the places that they work where these things are going on, and we are really there to change their fear to peace and to take them from uncertainty to clarity and to help them understand that the spirit world does not have to be scary. And as we believe, if you give these spirits kindness and you give them a chance to share why they're here, they really respond with kindness and they really want to talk, is what we've learned.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, you know, Kitsy, in three seasons of Oddity Files, you spend overnights and hours investigating locations. I feel like I came in at the right time. It's like we're 2 hours at a house and we've talked to everybody in their family that's passed. You know?
I mean, pretty much. And what's really cool that I don't feel like anybody else is doing. Well, first of all, we're got girl power going on for us.
Yes, that's important. Grown-up
women going out there hunting ghosts because we dig it. But we also, like KJ had said, we're trying to bring peace to these people that are either they have lost a loved one and they just are in this severe grievance, not grievance, grieving period.
Grievance. Jeez, that went quick. Who has a paranormal?
I got a grievance against a spirit.
I was going to say, could somebody call the Paranormal HR Association, please?
Well, you know, words are hard. Or, you know, they're terrified because they don't know what's going on. And TV has taught so many people that every ghost is a demon. And as we found out last time I was on your show, I believe that nothing could be more farther from the truth than that statement. So what we're going to do is we're taking these people that are living through this haunting, and they're investigating with us. So we're teaching them kind of the tips and the tricks. And so if they have questions they want to ask during the investigation, they can be there. I feel like these spirits are trying to communicate with the homeowners or whoever it is we're with. We were recently at the Athenaeum in Indianapolis, and it was the president of the foundation that was scared of the haunting that was going on there. And by having him there, I think the spirits are a little more open to talk to us as well, because they're used to that face being there all the time. And, you know, in the end, we wrap it up with a nice little bow, and we bring in a good friend of mine and KJ's spirit medium, Tiffany Rice. And whatever answers we can't get through all the paranormal equipment that we use, old school, new school, we bring out whatever we think fits at that location, and Tiffany will fill in the blanks for us. And the funny thing is, I got the idea for this show. It was Halloween night. I was watching Poltergeist for the first time in a long time, the original. It's a beautiful freaking story, guys. There's the haunting. They bring in the investigative team and they do everything they can to get her the answers that they can. And then they bring in the spirit medium, and this house is clean.
That's a good impression. That's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite quotes to use when I'm doing, especially if I'm dealing with a cleansing. I'll usually just use that line, and sometimes my clients will get it. Sometimes they won't. I'll be like, "This house is clean."
Oh, I do it when I vacuum.
Now, KJ and Kitsy, real quick, I did let our audience know that people can call in with questions for you guys. They can call in our hotlines 219-845-1100. Or if you're more of the, you don't want to hear the sound of your own voice type, they could type it in the chat. So I'll interject when quiet time comes up, and I'll share these questions with you guys. KJ, we got a listener here who wants to know about your Reiki background, Susan. I didn't get a chance to really touch base on that. If you're not comfortable talking about it, you don't have to. But Susan, listener, wants to know how long you've been studying Reiki and being a master of your craft.
Sure. Well, I will start off by saying I haven't made it to master yet. My Reiki master, who have been doing my attunements, moved away, so I'm the second degree. However, the great thing about Reiki, there's different levels of Reiki, and if you're not familiar with that term, it's essentially energy healing. It's connecting with the universal life force and healing with the placement of hands. And when you get to the second level, which is where I am, you are attuned to be able to do distance healing. And so there's a third and a fourth level. When you get to the fourth level, then you can teach and you can attune other people. I am hoping, because Tiffany Rice, our spirit medium on the show, is actually a Reiki master. And so, you know, when this whole COVID thing is done and we can actually get together, I'm hoping to finish. But you can, if it's something that you want to do to where you want to teach, you want to maybe do it for a living, you want to get to that third or fourth level. When you're doing what I do, I tell people you're at the level that you need to be. You have all the tools that you need. And it's really, it is setting an intention with the person that you're working with or with the animal that you're working with. Because in my case, like Kitsy prefers dead people, I prefer cats. I do most of my energy work and healing with cats, sometimes dogs. I've worked with horses. But I prefer animals because they have no preconceived notion about what the energy is supposed to do. So you set the intention for what you are hoping the energy will do for the person who's asking for it. But really what we're doing is hoping that that energy goes to where they need it the most. And so it's a really relaxing, incredibly powerful modality of healing. And I am one who combines lots of different ways. I go to my doctor. I have pills I take every day. And then I also keep my chakras balanced. And I make sure that I am doing Reiki on myself to keep my energy good, because I'm no good to anybody if my energy is all off. So I hope that kind of answers your question, Susan. I think there's a lot more Reiki masters now who you can learn from and grow. And it's really part of what's beautiful about it is it's something you have in you. It's just reconnecting to it. It's learning again what we were born with, which is to kind of understand our existence from a body, mind, and spirit aspect.
No. Oh. Excellent. You know, I've sat in on Reiki healing, and I've actually been a subject of a session myself, and it's definitely different. I most of my spiritual background comes from spiritual cleansing with a lot of sage and a lot of in your face emotions and a lot of energy manipulation. But Reiki healing is on a whole nother level, folks. That's like calm of mind, and the few sessions I've had were always amazing. So if you're interested in that kind of a thing, reach out to your local Reiki masters. Thank you for answering that question for us, KJ. And Susan actually has a question for Kitsy as well. Kitsy, how can someone tell if they have a gift to speak to those who have passed on?
You know what I've been told by my wonderful friend, spirit medium, Tiffany Rice, is we all have it. It's just getting in tune with your intuition. It's funny you guys are bringing all this stuff up because KJ and Tiffany and I are going to do a workshop. Is that next week? No, the week.
It is April 22nd.
Yes, and it's the basics of spiritual energy. And KJ is going to be talking about her Reiki. Tiffany's going to be telling everybody that you have this inside you. And that's what she told me, and that's how I was able to bring it out. So if you go to pxrroad.com, that's where you can find out more about the workshop. But I had no idea I had this little gift of mine until I actually started ghost hunting. And I thought I was crazy, and I'm not. So you just need to open up your mind a little bit. You need to always, I keep seeing everywhere in every horoscope I'm reading, every TikTok thing I'm watching, we all just need to meditate a little bit more, get in touch with ourselves, ground ourselves, and it opens up a whole new world. Guys, I know I sound like a hippie chick right now, but I mean, the universe is literally telling me I need to meditate every day, and I'm still not doing it.
No, listen.
Meditating is hard. I think people think you have to, like, to succeed, you have to achieve some, like, perfect silence. And I don't think that that's what it is. It's actively listening to your own voice and trusting what it's saying. Yes. And that's the hard part. It's the trusting part. We know what we're supposed to be doing. And how many times are you like, oh, I knew that. Or, oh, I told myself that I shouldn't have done that. You know, like, yeah, listen to it. Yeah. Right? Like, trust it. It's there. It's there within us. We just, a lot of us have just been told we have overactive imaginations, or that's just silly, or all the things. And it's just getting back to trusting.
Absolutely.
And it's funny because I've started trusting it more. I mean, this whole paranormal crossroad thing is literally a paranormal crossroad for me as well. You know, I'm not doing the notoriously haunted locations anymore. I'm actually trying to help people, and I'm the chick who always says I hate people. So here I am on this new journey, and trusting my, and the last investigation we were at, I just let it go instead of holding it in. Oh, you know what, it might be this. And then when, you know, the evidence points to it, I'm like, oh my God, I was just thinking that. I guessed the age of my favorite spirit at that location, and the flashlight turned on. And it's not guessing. I knew it. I knew what it was. It was not a guess. And I knew what letter his name started with, and the flashlight turned on. And then later, once we turned on the spirit box, he told us his name, and it started with that letter. I don't want to give too many spoilers up because the episode's not out yet, but.
No, but the episode that is out that will prove that you are, like, you're all in is the latest episode, which is called Taking Flight. And all of our episodes are easy to find. We're on YouTube. You can go to pxroad.com. But the moment when we were in the home, we had the spirit box out. We're trying, you know, desperately to get this mother to connect with her son. And Kitsy busts out with, he says you need to eat your waffles.
I did. And I'm like, oh, this is just my crazy.
And the look on their faces, they were having waffles before we came over, and they didn't make them in time, and so they didn't eat them. But, like, for someone to, like, if you heard in your head, oh, we're talking to a spirit here, that what kind of messages are they going to have? Certainly it's not you need to eat your waffles.
Bad message, though. Like, not a bad message.
Yeah, it's not a terrible message.
Like, oh, we do need to eat our waffles.
You know, most of the spirits I communicate with either A, end up threatening me, B, end up trying to play alpha. I don't ever get ones that tell me, oh, I'm looking for waffles. And some, but most of the time it's never pleasant, like, oh, waffles. So that's good. I'm glad to hear you guys have positive experiences.
Do we need
Bob,
to
it sounds
you Bob?
Yeah. You need to investigate with us. You need to bring in that love, light, peace, positivity, and that Zen vibe, man. And they won't, they'll never stop talking to you.
Oh, trust me. They don't stop talking to me as it is. I had one the other day, that was completely bizarre, but this show's not about me this week. I appreciate hearing the paranormal and a positivity spin because, you know, as an entertainer in the world of the paranormal, I wish I could share nothing but positivity stories. But people, it's a 50-50 split. Some people want to hear, like, the happy news, and then some people want to hear about, oh, there's Bob wandering through the darkness in a trench coat looking to go hunt down something that's causing people problems. And it's like, that's fun, but, you know, there's a lot of positivity, and when I do the convention scene and I have people coming up to me and they're telling me about, oh, I woke up and I smelled grandma's cooking after she's been dead for 20 years. That's always nice to hear.
Yeah.
I don't get that often, but it's nice to hear. And I appreciate that you guys are bringing that positivity to the paranormal, because not every haunting is negative. It's just not. Not every haunting is going to be demonic possession or, you know, et cetera. Sometimes you're just talking to grandma.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've been to some of the most notoriously haunted locations in the world, including Bobby Mackey's. There's no demons there. I know I've told you this before, but there's no demons there. I don't know if it's because I'm surrounded by love, light, peace, and positivity when I go in there. But, dude, I've never run into a demon. And if a ghost is, you know, getting mouthy with me, I bring the mommy voice out and I say, look, mister, we're going to have a conversation here, whether you like it or not. And then, you know, he tells me I'm beautiful. So it's how you've got to think before you react with the spirits. You got to go in with the thought that they're not there to hurt you, that they're just there to communicate. I mean, I don't want to give away all of our secrets, but there's a good one.
Now, KJ, I got another question, I think directed towards you, wasn't specific, from Bobby in the chat. He says, where would one look for a Reiki master to help with energy and releasing negative energy?
You know, I'm not familiar with the groups in Northwest Indiana, but we have...
This listener, I think, is from Central Illinois.
Central Illinois.
We have listeners from all over the world. Hello, Children of Night, from everywhere. We have fans from Australia listening right now. But
that is amazing. You know, at this point, when I started out in Reiki, which has been it's been a little over 10 years, and I had to go really hunting to find a Reiki master. Like, I was on a quest to find a Reiki master. And now here in Indianapolis, there are multiple Reiki centers. There's the Indy Holistic Hub. I really feel like if you Google Reiki in your area, you're probably going to find someone. But if for some reason you don't, just reach out to me, and I will connect my Reiki people who know all the other Reiki people, because it's pretty much like, I mean, it's a community, right?
It's the cool kids.
All the cool kids are doing Reiki. So I would be more than happy to try to track down what organizations and groups are in your area if you aren't able to find them, because I do have those connections. But directly in, you know, Central Illinois or in Northwest Indiana, I'm just not quite as familiar with that.
I would check into like a New Age store that sells the crystals and the tarot cards. Yes. And the, you know, the candles, and ask somebody to place like that. It's probably going to be your quickest way.
And even if you have an acupuncturist, normally any kind of holistic healer will typically know of some other holistic healers in your area.
There you go. Nothing like a little, what do I want to call it? Paranormal networking.
Of course. We need connections out there, Bob.
You know, I would say so. That's very important.
It is important.
Yeah. So reach out to KJ if you want, or if I just Google that, and I'm going to do this right now as live research count, see if I could, what I could dig up right now if I just Google Reiki Master.
Google is your best friend today's day and age, Bob. Don't worry about it.
Really is.
Yeah.
KJ, if I can ask you a quick question about Reiki.
Sure.
Now, in the world of the paranormal, you have, unfortunately, you do have people that are, oh God, I don't want to use the term fraud, but you have people that are, they have bad intentions behind their work. How would somebody recognize a legitimate for sure Reiki healer versus somebody that's not? And if I'm wrong and there's not people out there that claim they are or they don't, negative intentions, if I'm wrong on that, let me know. But how would somebody know that they're dealing with a legitimate professional versus not?
Well, part of the reason, Bob, that there are so many groups and alliances is so that we can make sure that we are all keeping, the real people are sticking together, right? And I actually did a Central Illinois Reiki. I just Googled it, and there's a Natural Pathways Reiki Center that is in Bloomington, and then there's also a place called Reiki Works. So there's several places, and they probably are all in communication with each other and continuing to learn together. As you know, I mean, energy is always changing, and we're always, excited to learn different ways on how we can, as we say, and we've been talking about with our workshop, is to level up. There's just it's once you get in touch with that little tiny piece of like, okay, I think I'm tapping into this thing. I think I am, whether it's, you got a pendulum and it's spinning around and answering your questions or helping you clear your chakras or whatever that first thing is, then it just opens up to so much more and you just keep learning and learning and leveling up. So I would say if you want to make sure that you are that you're working with someone who is legitimate, ask what organizations they belong to. You can ask to see their certificates. If someone has been attuned and is a Reiki master, they should be able to show you all of that. So I would definitely do your research, and it's I always tell people ask for recommendations. Like I don't necessarily want believe that everything on Facebook is true. So ask other people who they've gone to. It's really a lot of word of mouth and building that reputation that you are who you say you are. So don't be afraid to investigate that a little bit.
By the way, folks, I just Googled Reiki Master near me and I got like five hits just within the vicinity. So probably not hard to start with the ye old Google.
Although,
Like I said,
yeah.
it's changed a lot.
Sure.
I mean, Reiki is one of the most, I mean, long-running forms of healing in Japan. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years, but it's still something that a lot of people haven't even heard of in the United States. But it has made it's made quite a bit of progress. So I definitely think if you're listening and you're interested, that you can find a center near you that you can learn more about Reiki.
That's absolutely wonderful. I think the whole world can use a little bit of light energy, if I may say so myself, hanging out in the shadows as often as I am. Now, guys, we're talking about your show here. We're talking about this new project you guys have, and Kitsy gets inspired by watching Poltergeist, which is absolutely wonderful, by the way. What's some of the things from the show that we can expect watching? And I know you're saying you want to help people and communicate. Is that what the entire, formula of the show is? Is go in, talk to somebody. Is there any kind of do you guys ever bump into anything negative that might give you guys a little bit of a bump in the road? Tell me a little bit more about the show and the structure of it and places you've been and places you're planning on going. Is it easy for somebody to contact you? Talk to me about Paranormal Crossroads.
Yeah, so it's we haven't it's in its infancy. We
Sure.
have three episodes out right now.
Listen, three is a lot, folks. In the world of entertainment, that it takes a lot to make something. Don't let her
You are
modesty
not
kill you.
kidding. And the first episode was KJ's house, which was amazing because KJ and I have known each other for years, and I knew about this one spirit, well, a couple spirits that were there. One of them is a Native American that I've kind of seen out of the corner of my eye in passing, and He never came through. We spent two nights there and we spoke to every member of her family. It went a completely different direction
yep.
that I thought it was going to. I thought we were just going in to talk to grandma, and then her father came through, and she had a falling out with her dad for years, and somebody's coming over my spirit box saying, "I'm so ashamed, I'm so sorry," and I'm like, "I don't." That's not your mom. Who is this guy? We'll talk to him later. Let's go back to the other app we were using. And then the box kept asking, who is she? Who is she?
Who is this woman? Who is she? Who is this woman? Who is she?
So I'm like, fine, I'll walk out of the room. So I did. I left the room for a minute. Maybe, you know, KG could have her little connection with this gentleman that was trying to reach out. And as I'm walking back in, I heard the name Phil. And that's when KJ goes, that would be my father. And I'm going to let KJ take over.
Yeah. Well, it was, I just wasn't expecting to hear from my dad. And I was fortunate that, you know, as we had time together, when he was diagnosed with cancer, we did have a little time together. A terrible relationship. There were just fundamental things that we didn't agree on. And so we agreed that we would only talk about the Packers. And that was kind of our relationship. But when, you know, I mean, the reason that he needed to come through was because I needed to hear that. And I didn't realize I needed to hear that. And I grew up on a farm where, you know, I grew up Catholic. I've got eight siblings, and my dad came from a family of 16. So there were a lot of family members that needed to hear that, you know, just that message that he loved me, that he was sorry, that I was okay. Like at one point he said, you're good. You know, I mean, it went from this like, ha ha, my grandma likes that I'm hosting bingo and she's turning the light on and off. Why don't you come over and maybe we'll talk to my Native American friend who always just stares at us and never says anything. And then it was like life changing, like, oh, okay. I even, you know, a couple of weeks after the show, I was going through some old photographs and this picture of me and my dad. It was our last picture together while he was healthy. And it was at Lambeau Field, and I that picture jumped out at me. I don't really know how to explain. It was like he was there again. Like we had opened up our communication, and since then I've talked to him to quite a bit. And it's been really amazing to just kind of be like, okay, well, you know what you did in this life wasn't necessarily what I had hoped that you would do. And yeah, I was pretty disappointed in you as my father, but look at us now. You know, I mean, it's been really cool. And that was part of the reason, Bob, that when Kitsy asked me to join the show, that it wasn't even a question. I felt like part of the reason my father came through and everything was sort of orchestrated the way it was is because this was what he wanted me to do, is to help other people have this too.
That's pretty potent story, guys. Paranormal family therapy found on Crossroad.
Literally. Yep. Always bring the tissues when watching Paranormal Crossroad.
You know, in my investigative life, I usually end up happening to bring the tissues for myself, doing the empathic side of things. It really hits home, and even just hearing that story, man, I'm telling you, I got some a little bit of water work going on here, guys. It's definitely something. Wow. It's impressive.
Yeah. And our second episode, I mean, I don't want to give away everything.
No, you don't have to give away everything. I'm just,
I won't, but get your tissues ready because, through the convention world, I had gotten to know a family, that was very into the Walking Dead scene. And they were at a lot of the conventions we were at. KG was fortunate enough to meet Tammy and her sons as well by working with CPO and myself. And Justin was When he was 3 months old, he died pretty much, and the doctor had recently, who the mother took him to, had recently lost a child, so he would not give up on CPR until the paramedics got there. So Justin made it. He just was never the same. He never was able to speak. He was never able to walk, but his personality was there. And that kid rolled into any room and you were laughing and you were smiling and he was a ladies' man. And sadly, he passed away early last year, around this time last year. But he lived way past his life expectancy. So, thank goodness for that. But his mother reached out. She knew that I was into the paranormal. She's like, I feel like he's given me signs at the cemetery. I just feel, I don't know if I'm looking for them, but I just feel like he's given me signs. Why don't you come out? And she kept asking and asking. And I'm like, yeah, I should, I should, I should. And then when this all came about with KJ and her experience, I said, you know what? I'm gonna go. I love Justin. I love his mother. I love his family. I want to see if I can bring them what I was able to bring Cage, and not that that was brought to KJ. I hate to toot my own horn. It's just not me. But and I actually reached out to Tiffany, our spirit medium. I'm like, he like just it hasn't even been a year since he passed away. Should I even go? Or am I going to get her hopes up for no reason? She says, get over there. He's ready to talk. And that's all she said. Wow. So I was able to, through the spirit box, let his family hear his voice because he could never speak for the very first time. And when his voice came over and said, hello, I'm crying. Mom's crying. His brother Travis is crying. It was just beautiful. So we did that. This was before, I decided this was going to be a show or anything. And I had to go back because I had to do a little bit more investigating. His mom really wanted me to bring the SLS camera out. And I said, KJ, I'm going to need help because I'm manning all the cameras by myself, handing cameras to family members that are just happening to be there and just hoping for the best. And KJ was there and it was just. I can't even. And he's the kid that said you needed to eat your waffles.
Yes.
So not a dry eye in the house. It's just so beautiful.
Wow. Folks, you need to
Making
be
Bob
watching
cry.
Paranormal. Yeah. Jeez, guys. Cut it out. You're killing me here.
I think, Bob, that's sort of what people need to see is that this, I mean, w when I think of what it must be like to be the spirits, right? Like we don't know how we're existing in their world. And if somebody was coming into where I exist and yelling at me and telling me to show myself and or telling me to get out, like what are we doing? Let's maybe we could just ask them first if they need help or who they are. Or what are you doing here? Like, would you walk into a stranger's home and start yelling at them and saying, what are you doing here? Like, where they're existing may be their home. And we've never taken an approach of how about before we come at you? Like, I might be a demon if for years and years and years, everyone that shows up to my place is screaming at me and telling me I'm a demon and I should get out. You get out. So that's kind of my approach in all of this and seeing what Kitsy has done, especially through Oddity Files when she's gone to some of these places that are supposed to be so terrifying and have the demons. And she's like, hey, how about we have a conversation and I'm not rude to you and you're not rude to me. All of a sudden, you're getting different messages.
Huh. Guys, the Paranormal Crossroads is a great name, but hear me out. Paranormal therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
I
like we
do
could.
have a therapist, at the ready and waiting just in case it ever gets to that point.
Yep.
Exactly. Hear me out, guys. We get a metaphysical couch. We lay it out. We set people up on said couch that was once with us and say, Tell us your problems.
Yep.
Works for me.
You know what, KJ, we got to talk a little bit about your backstory here, because we know Kitsy's origins, but we're going to bug her about it again just for a refresher. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the world of the paranormal, as I say, when people wake up and realize that there's other things out there that can't be explained. Where does your life begin with that?
So it was never really without it, but I definitely felt like I talked to the animals a little bit more than I did the spirits. But I didn't really talk about that because, I didn't think that my family would necessarily, sitting around the dinner table want to hear that I've been talking with the cats and the cows and the goats and telling them what they had to say to me. So I shut that off. I always stayed connected to it, but I didn't really talk about it. And even now, this is a different stage in my life. But the first relationship I had with a ghost was my grandparents' house, which my mother had grown up in. It was, they bought the house when they got married and they stayed in it all of their lives. And so I grew up there. My mother was a teenager when she started having kids. And so my grandparents were more like my parents and my mom was a little more like a sister. And there was a spirit that lived upstairs at my grandparents' house. And I, as a kid, I named him Frank, and he was just there, and everybody else was afraid to sleep in this bedroom. But no one talked about it. And my grandparents, even like there was the closet in the bedroom. My grandparents had like stacked things in front of it. And I remember like when I was really young, my sisters and I, we would dare each other to open the closet. You open that closet. No, you open that closet. Like everybody just knew like something bad is in that closet. And instead of doing anything about it, my grandparents just stacked things and put furniture in front of it. And nobody talked about that closet for, 60 years until I was a grown adult. And I started saying, hey, you guys know, like my jewelry gets moved around up there. Like I have to tell Frank to not rummage through my stuff. And they're like, Frank. And I'm like, yeah, the ghost that's like been in this house forever. And then it started opening up this conversation. And my uncle talked about how he wouldn't, when he came home from school, he'd wait in the park across the street until my grandpa got home from work because he didn't want to be in his room by himself. And everybody started talking about it. And it was like, I wish we would have talked about this sooner, you guys, because he's actually kind of a nice ghost. Like, I don't know what happened in that closet, but he ever since I said, like, you can move my stuff around, just don't hide it. If you're going to take one earring, take them both and put them in the same place so I don't have to wear the other one. He was like, okay, well, we were good. So it was never weird to me, but I didn't realize how weird it was to other people. And so this has kind of been, even though I think for some of my followers, my listeners who've been a part of my radio career and TV career, it's a little new to them to hear me being so open about this, but it's not surprising to them that this is a part of who I am.
Okay. And the Reiki thing, where does Reiki fall in your life? How do you discover that as your tool of the trade?
I was actually, after my parents passed away, I got pretty lost. My parents, both were diagnosed with the same cancer a month apart and passed away within a year of each other. It was just kind of like there was diagnosis and then there was this blur and they were gone. I went on a, I had a breakdown. I don't know how else to describe it, but probably about 8 months after my parents passed, just that whole, I'm strong, I'm fine. I wasn't that close with my dad, blah, blah, blah. I'm fine. Like I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. And then one day I wasn't. And my husband said, you got to do something. You're not you. And So I went away for about a week. I went to my sister's home, and I read a book called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And I highly recommend it for people because I really studied it and spent a week and came home better. And at that point, wanted to search for ways to keep myself balanced and to never let myself fall into that kind of darkness again, because I didn't even know that I'd gotten there. I'd convinced myself that I was fine, that my grief wasn't as bad as everyone else's, and I was strong enough that I was okay. And when I hit that breaking point, I'm very grateful that you know, the people in my life said, this isn't you and we got to fix this, and gave me the opportunity to. So that was kind of where it landed. I started searching for ways to keep my balance. I'd already been doing acupuncture, you know, I'm pretty big with flower essences and essential oils and even some crystals and stuff. So Reiki just kind of fit in.
That's wonderful. And where is your wife currently in the paranormal? Like, where, what?
Kitsy owns it pretty much.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, where do you see yourself as far as, like, if I could lay out the spiritual path for you and I say, hey, where do you end up? Are you going to continue on towards master level, that kind of a thing? What do you hope to accomplish in the world of the paranormal?
Yeah, I want to continue learning. I'm excited about our workshop because I feel like there's so much that I can learn from Kitsy and from Tiffany. Tiffany is amazing and so confident in what she does and her gift and her ability to communicate. And I think that we can all learn from her and learn from each other and to not be afraid of it, to think I'm never going to get to that point. Well, you have to start somewhere. When I started with Reiki 10 years ago, I had no idea what it was, but I was like, well, I need something, so let me try this. And it clicked and it made sense for me. And there's so many different modalities and ways to heal, ways to meditate, ways to get in touch with spirits, that I think you just have to keep trying things. And for me, Bob, I see myself just continuing to learn. It's been a process. And every time I get a little more clarity, or I figure out another way to really continue to stay in touch and listen to that voice and trust my path, you know, it just makes me want to learn more and do more. And I mean, I quit my full-time job and became an entrepreneur because of all of the things that have happened in the last few months, and joined Kitsy's show because I'm trusting myself. And I hope it doesn't all go down in flames, but
I get that on a personal level. Word.
Right. But no, it just feels good. Like there was this release, like stop doing the things that you think you should be doing and just do what you're here to do. And it sounds simple, and like it can't be that simple. But if you really tune in, it is. It's you have a reason to be here. You just got to listen to yourself enough to hear it.
Right. That's good. I appreciate the secret origins, if you will, if you catch my nerdy reference there for you, KJ. Now, Kitsy, let's get a quick refresher on you. Who are you, and where does your origin story lie? And same question about your spiritual path. If I can draw you a picture of a road and I say, hey, what's going down that road there? What's in the future, and all of that good stuff?
So, yeah, I'm Kitsy Duncan. I grew up in a haunted house in Griffith, Indiana, that I was in denial that I was growing up in said haunted house in Griffith, Indiana. I lost my father very suddenly at a very young age. There were no goodbyes, and it hurts. A lot of this boils down to losing our dads.
We have daddy issues.
And we have daddy issues. God. That's what we should have called the show.
Metaphysical daddy issues.
Yeah.
Daddy issues from beyond.
Exactly. And, you know, it hurt. It did. And I started feeling his presence, but mom always said it was my overactive imagination whenever something scary was happening when I was a kid. And I just I was terrified of ghosts growing up. You know, thanks, Poltergeist. But I started to open up to it a little bit. When my dad passed, I wanted to know he was okay. I wanted to know he wasn't just sitting in a box somewhere decomposing. So I turned on those terrifying ghost shows on cable and realized it wasn't that scary because people weren't dying. They were just yelling at ghosts and they would make lights light up. And I'm like, oh, that sounds so cool. I want to go. So I did. And I learned all the stuff and all the things. And along the way, I didn't even realize how much I was learning about, you know, my empathness. Is that even a word?
Oh, it's I'm making it a word now.
Okay. My empathy, if you will. And I wrote a book this during the pandemic. And as I was writing it all down, I learned a lot about my little paranormal world and how you can catch a lot more flies with honey than you can vinegar, just like my grandpa Stobbs always used to say. And that's how I've been doing it. And I didn't even realize it. And that's what was getting me such amazing evidence. I mean, I captured a ghost on camera at freaking Bobby Maggie's. Are you kidding me? And it was because I was nice to the spirits and I wanted to find out about, I really truly wanted to know their story. And I wanted it to play on Amazon Prime and YouTube and all the places. And then the crew broke up, you know, the band broke up. And I wrote this book and I'm like, you know, I think I've got a new path. I actually, these people I always say I hate on my podcast, that's my line. I hate people and ghosts are everything, but I want to help them because I grew up terrified of the paranormal. Again, thanks Poltergeist and, you know, living in a haunted house. But I want to help people that are feeling like that because it's not scary. It's really not.
It's not. I mean, there are moments. I've been in intense moments, but
oh yeah.
But for the most part, it's really not. When we talk, I get a lot of people that reach out to me, especially over the past 2 years, and maybe you guys can help me out here with this current theory I'm having with why we've seen a sudden upsurge of paranormal activity. Over the past couple of years, I've seen skeptics reach out to me and telling me that they're seeing things now that they never seen before. And, you know, a lot of the times it's nothing negative. It's very positive. Even my father, who is my father is a hardcore Catholic and very skeptical about the paranormal side of things. Even he's coming to me saying, oh, there's, you know, there's things hanging around the bend these days. And that's just interesting to me. So,
yeah.
So I got a theory for both of you, and I wanted to chat with you guys about it, is the upswing of paranormal activity since the year 2020. I have had more people reaching out to me saying they're experiencing things, even in my own home where I believe I kind of know everybody that's hanging around there in my office. I've had weird things come through that I didn't invite over, but somehow they're there. What do you guys notice a trend with that? Have you noticed that?
I first and foremost think 2020 was so huge because people are more present and paying attention to what's going on around them. I think that's huge. Again, my hippy dippy stuff. But and they were home and they weren't used to, you know, that sound or this sound or, you know, oh, that really is a voice I heard coming from the back bedroom and nobody's home with me. You know, I think people just opened themselves up to it a little bit more in 2020. And I think just in general, as the human race, we all want to know there's something after we die. That we're not just sitting in a box, you know, in whatever cemetery or in an urn on, you know, your stepdaughter's, because she was the one that ended up with it, in a fireplace mantle. So I think curiosity is opening up, I don't know, avenues, energies. I don't know. What do you think, KJ?
Yeah, I think it's just becoming something that is a little more acceptable to talk about. Like I said, when I started looking for, you know, a Reiki master to train me, it was like, you had to know secret code words and, you know, go to this place, knock on the door, say this. Like, you know, I mean, it was so.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, like, the metaphysical black market, man.
Right? I'm like, gosh.
Best Reiki ever.
Right? It was, you know, I'm being a little dramatic, but it was not something like I didn't get to just Google and find a Reiki master near me. You know, like I had to go looking for it. And now it's become more acceptable and more people know of it. And I think that we're just evolving a little bit more. I think people want to be a little more peaceful, a little more balanced. You have things like yoga that are so popular, and you can't, like, you can't do yoga without body, mind, and spirit, y'all. Like, that's, you know, that's what we're doing here. It's not actually as weird as you think it is. It's really not. It's all connected. So I definitely think, you know, 2020 was a little weird. And as Kitsy said, I think people were home more. We had less to do. There was more quiet. And also I go back to, just like our pets were like, God, you never leave. I feel like these spirits too are like, I used to get a break from you. And what the hell? Like, you haven't left in 6 months. Can you go to the store or something? Like, you know, like they used to have their peace without us, and then they didn't get to. So it was like, well, I'm not going to be quiet and tiptoe around because you're here all the time. I was willing to do that in the evenings, but I'm not doing that 24/7. So we started to notice more things and have to coexist a little bit.
That's my favorite explanation ever.
You know, it reminds me of my most recent paranormal encounter. If you ladies would like to hear it, it's hilarious.
Yes,
and
of course.
It drove me nuts. So the whole cohabitating thing with something that's not there, right? So where my office is at house number two, I woke up, this was right the Sunday before last, because we didn't have a show last week, dear. Stupid ear infection. Anyway, so I wake up, I'm by myself in the house other than the cats that hang out there, and I walk down the stairs, and my partner's office is at the foot of the stairs, and I walk down, and from my partner's office I hear, oh, it's him. And I turn and look, nobody's there, and I said, yeah, it's me, all right, I'm out to make some breakfast, leave me alone. You know, I'm like, you can hang out, I'm not gonna bother you. So I go, and the cats are all acting weird. They're all baffled and whatever nonsense. I mean, they're cats, right? But you know when a cat picks up on something because they're acting extra weird. So yeah. I walked into the living room, and the tabby boy Indiana Jones is sitting on the couch staring at the office door. I say, hey, Indy, I don't know who's hanging around right now, but they seem disgruntled that I'm here. I'm like, just protect me, would you? So I'm getting ready to make me some eggs and toast, and I'm looking around for the Roku remote, and I can't find the stupid thing. So I'm looking over the couch. It's nowhere to be found. And I say to whoever's there, I'm like, if you're hiding the remote, please, I got my BattleBots to watch. It's Sunday morning. I don't get time to myself. Can you please find the remote for me or quit hiding it? I go out in the kitchen, I get my breakfast, I come back out, and Indy, Anna Jones, or Indy for short, is staring at the office door still. And I'm like, Indy, do me a favor and tell that thing to go find my remote, because I'm going to get really grumpy real fast. I'm going to ask it to leave. I go back into the kitchen to get my eggs, and I forget my cranberry juice. I go back to get my cranberry juice, and I come back, and I kid you not, on the couch, center cushion, like perfectly center in the middle of cushion, was my Roku remote. And I said, good, thank you very much. Now quit hiding my remote. And it was just
you
one of those.
You communicated, and it worked.
Yay!
Yeah, the cohabitating thing. And afterwards, you know, I'm sitting there, and the cats are still acting weird. And I'm like, you know, whatever, they're cats. And I'm trying to watch my BattleBots in peace. And I looked at the office door where whoever was hanging out. I'm like, thank you for bringing me my remote. I'm not going to bother you. You're not going to bother me. I was being interviewed on Ghostly Podcast last week when they were doing their episode with Rainn Wilson. And I said, you know, I got this big interview coming up. I'm like, you're not going to bother me during that too, I hope, right? Because I'm really busy and I really don't feel like escorting you out today. never bothered me again. I was very thrilled. So I learned how to cohabitate with whatever is in the house currently. I'm sorry, whomever is in the house currently. They learned how to put up with me as much as I put up with them.
Sometimes I that's all you that. Can do, Bob. That's what I told Kitsy a couple of days after she had been here investigating, because not only did like my family come through, but my husband's uncle came through, and we had a friend come through. I mean, it was just like it was a spirit party going on. And a couple of days afterwards, I was walking past my sliding glass doors out to my patio. And my Native American friend was standing out in the yard, and I've never seen him in the yard. He's always in the house. And I was like, oh my gosh, they kicked you out. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I literally stopped and was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It got really crowded in here. You can come back in. I'm so sorry.
But he was like, have to do it again and try to talk to him at some point.
Oh my gosh, he was so pathetic. He's just standing out there by a tree, like, I've been replaced. Oh my God. I don't know what to tell you, dude. I had no idea so many people were going to show up when Kitsy came in the house and brought her spirit box.
Hey Kitsy, I got to tell you something. Pete Grice, who you talked to the last episode you were on with
Hi,
us.
Hi, Pete.
And yeah, Pete, of course, leads Northwest Indiana Paranormal. Does a lot good for Griffith and the paranormal community and the kids, the school kids as well. But he has a suggestion here for you, Kitsy. Let me know if this is a good idea. This is Pete's idea.
Okay.
If it's a bad idea, it's his idea. It's a good idea. I just pitched it.
It's a lot of words of idea there, Cal.
Great episode idea. Kitsy returns to her childhood home to confront the spirits that scared her growing up.
Oh, Pete, I bet you could make that happen.
You know, I'm not far away from Griffith. That would make for a great crossover episode.
Oh, that would be so
yeah.
fun.
Bob confronts Kitsy's ghost.
I mean, has it something you consider, Kitsy?
Yes, I have. Have I considered it for any length of time? No. But yes, when I was again writing the book, I'd Rather Talk to Dead People, available on Amazon Prime. I had written a little bit about the house I grew up in on J Street in Griffith. And I drove by it the last time I investigated the Crown Point Jail up there, and it's still standing. So I don't know.
You didn't get the urge to knock on the door and say, "Hey, is something still happening here?"
I would love to. Yeah. I would absolutely love to, but I need Pete to walk up to the door with me in uniform.
I think that would work.
I just want to be there for it.
Bob,
I want to be a part of Paranormal Therapy 101 here. Confronting your childhood ghost, that's interesting. I wish I could do that, but I don't think the house that I had my first experience, I might still be there, I don't know. But let me tell you, man, that's a good concept. Confront your childhood ghost.
We also help people out at their places of work. I'd love to get to the old station and investigate with you.
Oh, did you see? I sent you that copy. That's kind of strange what's going on, right?
One of my favorite paranormal encounters I've ever had, ever. I tell that story often, and it's probably because, well, mid-pandemic, I haven't had a chance to do any investigating, so that was my last one I got to do. But that one was so prolific, and Count Panic, I don't think he hangs out in the Team Skeptic side, but he's also not the true believer either. I think he hangs out in the middle ground. I saw him get shocked and run over with a camera when we had the moment.
Yeah, because it's weird being there alone, and then so many things were happening. It was kind of weird, and that's the thing.
You gotta give me I know you've probably talked about it a thousand times, but you gotta give me a little synopsis.
I'm gonna send you the video.
I'll give you the real quickest synopsis because people have heard the story. But long story short, we did a spirit box session. We did the the Garfinkling experiment. Is that Pete's gonna kill me for it? But the blinding goggles,
the Estes thing.
Yeah, the blinding goggles with the headphones playing white noise running through the unused radio signal, and I let something talk through me. And as we were doing it where all the old equipment was set up in the old radio station. And they have KJ, you work in radio, so you know about how soundproofing doors work. They're big, bulky and heavy.
Yep.
And especially this old station here in Hammond down the street from where we're at now in the new studio. I mean, the door itself, if you took it off the hinge and tried to carry it, probably weighs 50 pounds. That's a fair assessment. It's big steel with lots of foam padding. Anyway, halfway through our segment, as I'm sitting there spouting off words that a former DJ used to say long before I was alive, so how would I know? The door in the studio closes. Nobody's around. And wow. Later that day, I'm walking around with a novelist just trying to pick up on whatever is there because, you know, I get to go into full Bob mode, as I call it, and I'm by myself. This was earlier when other weird things were going on. Well, we'll link to the video so you guys can check it out. I'm walking with the novelist, and I'm walking by said DJ's old office that's kept there as a monument to him. And I walk by, and I walk by the door, and I'm literally in front of the door, and the obelisk says, "Preacher."
Yeah.
Which was the name of the DJ.
Wow.
From WJOB. The word preacher came up, and I screamed. Listen, I've been on dozens of investigations in my career, probably more than that, and I've done a lot of work, and you know, I hear stories of research, etc., and I've always looked for my concrete moment that everybody looks for, and that's their moment of true clarity when it comes to the paranormal, and I've had several, but that moment right there will be my crowning achievement in my life as a paranormal investigator and as a researcher. Was that time that thing came through, and at that exact moment, at that exact timing, after all the other weird stuff I experienced that night, because those things were not targeting me, but something was coming through saying hi to me. It was at that moment that Preacher's name popped up on the obelisk as I walked right. I was in front of his door, and it just said,
"So cool.
Hey, it's Preacher." And I'm like, "Oh my God." And I screamed, and here comes Panic, and his cameraman, Pete's running by. He's like, "What?" I'm like, "Look at it talking to me."
It's one of those things where, like, people are saying, "Well, come on, you guys put that on, right? It's all smoke and mirrors." But no, honestly, this is what was going on. And I'll send you guys the video. And then again, it's up online if you guys want to check out the old WGLB studio. But some weird stuff happening there. But here's the thing. I feel like if you go back again, can you repeat that magic? I feel like can you? I don't know.
On investigations I've been on, and I've investigated the same place several times. One of my top investigated spots is the Crown Point Jail, as Kitsy was talking about before.
Every time there's something new.
I have never had the same experience twice being at the Crown Point Jail. Now, see, at WJOB, if it's just one or two things hanging around, maybe you would probably replicate it, but I don't know. They might have a better idea than me, but at like a place like Crown Point Jail, I've never had the same experience twice. So I don't know. What's your guys' thoughts?
With KJ's investigation and Justin's house investigation, I did two nights at each place. And they were separated by, I think KJ's was like by a week because she had weird coincidences going on. She's like, "I really think you need to come back." And I was like, "I'm on it." But I think it was a month between Justin's two investigations. And it was two completely different. It was one spirit in that home, but everything was new from what I had gotten the first night. So it's insane.
And you got to think, too, you know, these things exist at the same time we do. They have different experiences that they probably want to talk about or share with you. Or if you buy into the concept that it's a time loop, maybe then like a residual haunting may give you the same effect. But I think an intelligent haunting probably grows with us as we grow.
I agree. And I sometimes think residual hauntings are scarier because they're usually louder and there's more footsteps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you don't know where they're coming from.
No. That's the thing, too. Once you start hearing multiple footsteps, you tend to tense up a little bit, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. But they can tell me my first, last, and middle name in a spirit box, and I'm like, "Good job, buddy. Keep doing that."
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, experiences are a thing. But I just think if you go back, some place is magical, you keep going back, I mean, is it too much to ask a ghost like, hey, this is, come on, do this for me. I need a sign. Or that's kind of rude, isn't it? I don't
yes.
know.
I mean, sometimes if we're there and we need a way to communicate, like, you gotta like help us.
Yeah.
Like there's something right. But you know, I mean, even, you know, when Kitsy came here and we set up in the room where I had the touch lamp going on and off, she was very clear, like, I'm not here to ask you to do tricks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was, so when the light came on, we were like, yes.
That was it.
That's the moment. That's your yes moment. Every investigator gets their yes moment.
Yeah, well, because Bob, at that point, I was, you know, I'd gotten to the point, at one point I hollered at my husband. I'm like, come up here. You're not going to believe this. I'm talking to the lamp. And he's like, what? I'm like, I'm going to talk to this lamp and it's going to answer me. And he's like, what? And it's, sure enough, I'm like, you know, is this grandma? And the light comes on. I'm like, are you excited about bingo? And the light gets brighter. And like, he's like, you are talking to that lamp. I'm like, I know. So we weren't going to ask, but I was so hoping that she would turn the lamp on when Kitsy was here. And it, you know, when it happened, I think we'd quit paying attention to it. So it was kind of like, oh, you are going to turn the lamp on. Cool. But, you know,
we both went, Oh,
we got a couple phone calls, Bob.
We got a couple. Let's take caller number one.
First up, we have Dan. Dan.
Hey, Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, I'd like to know, when you guys are talking to dead people and all that, you ever have, like, eerie sightings where people be seeing green lights or green lanterns and they get goose chills or something? You ever heard of that?
The green lanterns just like floating in the woods or something?
Like out past an alley, you know, and you wake up and all of a sudden you see the light and you get dressed and you go check it out. And before you even get to the fence to look outside into the alley, you see it looks like a lantern or a green light coming from the alley. You get the chills and the goosebumps and the whole nine yards, and you get a terrible feeling. You just turn around and go back to bed.
Is it kind of like a green orb?
It could be like that, but he said he never seen anyone. He just seen the green light, and then all of a sudden he even got up out of bed and he heard it, and he checked it out, and before he even got to the fence, he just turned around because he had a terrible feeling all over him, and he went back in the house and just forgot about it.
You gotta trust that gut.
Yeah. So he
the gut saying, don't go to the green light, don't go to the green light.
Ah, that's absolutely. I'm going straight at it. I don't know about you guys.
Well, me too.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Thanks for calling in, Dan. Appreciate you. Let me guess. Hold on. Jack.
It's Jack.
Oh, my. Yes.
You're psychic.
I am so impressed with myself because I knew it.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jack. You're on the air.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you, Jack?
I'm pretty good. Hey, I have a question for our ladies here.
Yeah, Bob's not important this week, everybody. Jack wants to talk to the ladies in the audience. I'm joking.
Not this week, Bob. Not this
it's
week.
Fine. I'll see you next week, Jack.
Next week you'll be my favorite again. So with your guys' experience in communicating with spirits, how do you feel about, or have you had any communication about the afterlife? You know, what not only like what happens to us, but do you guys feel more relieved or more aloof about thinking about the afterlife or what's going to happen to us? Or have they communicated anything to you about that?
Funny story. I finally worked up the nerve on my last investigation. I'm like, okay, the spirit knows she's dead. Because that's a concern. I don't want to be the one to tell spirit, oh, did you know you're dead? That's like a huge concern. But she told us
something big was
she was murdered.
Yeah, I knew something big was happening. Like Kitsy's eyes were getting like really intense. She's like, I could tell, like, oh, I'm going to go for this. Like, I'm going to ask.
And I asked the tough questions, and I asked what happens after we, I mean, she didn't answer everything, but, and I can't tell you because that episode's not out yet, but, yeah, I have always had that question, but I always forgot to ask the ghost, to be perfectly honest, because I'm ADHD, but honestly, speaking to spirits has given me hope. It really has. I feel like once we pass, it's not all over. You know, I mean, I'm not throwing my voice into my spirit box. This is real life communication. So yes, it has made me feel better. Am I still terrified to die? Oh God, yes. But I feel better about it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yes. It's something that eats at me.
Yeah. It's the reason why I wanted to ask is because, I'm also a paranormal researcher like Bob, and I speak to people that are in communication with not just spirits, but other entities. There are people who communicate with Sasquatch, and they believe that Sasquatch is a people, not an animal. And they have said that, you know, the Sasquatch people have also said not to worry about the afterlife, because the universe is teeming with life, both physical and spiritual. So I just wanted to kind of ask you guys that. So I appreciate it.
I love that Sasquatch story.
Sasquatch people here.
Yes. Jack is one of my experts when it comes to the world of squatching. So I always appreciate hearing his input. And I'm glad you brought up the cryptid thing before I did, Jack.
Yeah. Sasquatch is a race, people.
Right.
Well, Jack, you know, I got to give you some sort of credit because there's another caller on the line. You're not my last caller of the night.
Oh, no.
Really? Oh, there you go.
I'm a little disgruntled with you, Jack, because usually you're my go-home here, and now there's another one.
Now, Jack, you can't call back after this caller. Can't be doing phone tag.
No. Okay, well, maybe next week I'll be your favorite again, Bob.
You're my favorite this week, Jack.
There you go.
What is this? I'm nobody's favorite. This show's called Bob After Dark. I'm joking.
You're my favorite.
Thanks, Kyle Pavic.
There you go.
Thanks for calling in, Jack. Always appreciate you.
Take care.
All right. Who's on the phone?
We got John on the line.
What?
John.
No. It's 10:30 at night. I thought John forgot about us.
He's up.
John, you're on the air.
Hey, after 3 years, I never thought I'd get a chance to call after Jack. And
well,
I guess anything is possible, right?
God, I've been doing the show almost 3 years now. That's a thought. Thanks for...
Yeah, I've been calling almost 3 years, but I never called as the last caller, so there's the first of everything.
Somebody might call after you, John, but what's on your mind tonight?
But it can't be Jack. The con already...
No, Jack's done. He got his question in.
But very interesting show as always, and ladies, very nice to hear your stories. I got a question about Reiki, like in yoga or any maybe other forms of meditation, mm-hmm. Even paranormal activities. Did you, when you got into this, did you go in as a believer or a skeptic or neither?
That's a great question, John.
It is. You know what? I don't like the word believer, and I think it's because I grew up in a church, and this is what we believe. And I've become someone who's I'm a learner of what is happening in life, and something that makes sense now, I may learn a little bit more tomorrow, and it changes things. But did I absolutely think that what I was learning was going to work? No, I actually didn't. And it was really disappointing because just as we talked, until you can really let this go, it just seemed, it seemed too easy. It seemed too good to be true. And wait a second, you're going to attune me and I'm going to get back in touch with things I already know this afternoon. And I'm going to go home and be able to do this. Like, it was like, I struggled with it a little bit. But that a part of the reason they don't want you working, you really don't work on other people for quite a while. They want you to just kind of really work on yourself and get yourself balanced and get used to the energy flowing through you is because of that fact. Like, you have to practice it. You have to get used to it. I'll tell you, I was super bummed. Like, other people that day were like, oh, I can feel the energy going through me. I can see the light moving through my hands. And I'm like, I got nothing over here. And my Reiki master's like, you might not see it. You might not.
They cheated.
Right? Have your hands feel warm. You might not. And I was like, but if I don't get all those things, maybe it's not working. And so it did take me a little bit. And I actually, after I got attuned, I spent the 30 days doing what I was supposed to do. And I was kind of still mad afterwards. It was like, I can't see auras and I can't do this. And once I quit being such a baby about it and that's when I started working with animals. And that's part of the reason that I really enjoy working with animals. The first time that I really felt like there is an energy connection was with my cat. And I was watching this cat who's so intense and has all this anxiety. And I was not working directly on her. I was working on a teddy bear that represented her. And I'm working on doing distance healing. And I'm watching her respond as I am moving my hands in the places that they need to be for the Reiki treatment. She's responding to it. And I was like, oh, it's working.
That's very interesting, because I think you answered my question 100%, because that sounds like at some point in time, you know, you sounded like, well, you know what, this probably or might not be for me. But so in other words, you kept, you know, you kept on going. I mean,
I kept going. My father was a basketball coach and, you know, like pounded practice into us. I mean, I'm a 4'11 girl and I played basketball because my dad said, if you keep practicing, you'll be good at basketball. And I think I got as good as you can get for a 4'11 girl. But you're not just going to do it. Yes, I got attuned, and so I can, you know, I technically can lay my hands on people and set the intention and it's gonna work. But for me, I needed to really, really practice, and I did need that moment to be like, okay, I see some results. This is real.
Okay, that's very interesting. So in other words, if anything you try, you shouldn't give up. You should, like you just say, practice hopefully better results will come out of it.
Yes, absolutely. Correct? And that's part of the reason that we're doing the virtual workshop that we're doing is because we are all constantly learning. We're all constantly tuning in more and more and finding ways to stay balanced, to stay in communication with the people that need to communicate with us, but most importantly, to stay in communication with ourselves, with source, with our purpose.
Oh, very good. Well, you know what? Thank you for coming on here tonight. A really interesting show you have, Bob.
Oh, thanks, John. I appreciate it. Someone likes me still.
And you guys, my favorite, Bob.
You guys have a good evening, okay?
Thank you.
Good night.
Panic,
good night.
I can't believe we've been on the radio 3 years and podcast almost two.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Three, almost.
Good
three.
Job. Yeah. Good job, John, yeah. For reminding me of my time.
Almost three. We're still a couple seasons shy, I think.
We took breaks here and there, so it's not like it was a consistent thing.
No. We don't have consistency on this show.
Don't say that. It could make me depressed thinking I'm not consistent with my professionalism. Jeez.
We're consistent.
Where were you last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ear infection. Poor guy. I had one too. So I am totally with you, Bob. While
all you need is one
KJ
ear,
was...
Kitsy. All you need is one ear.
Not in radio.
Oh, I guess so.
While KJ was answering that question, I saw an orb fly over Mr. Panic's head
really?
And go into his computer.
Really? You
I'm
know what?
Not even kidding.
We had
listen. If something starts screwing with the computers, I'm going to be really mad.
Remember,
bust out my dad voice real quick.
Kale, who was on the show, said she saw something behind the scenes here too.
We had that moment the one night when we were here, and the door slammed.
Well, it shut. It didn't slam.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
The door did close.
It closed,
and
yeah.
We did a quick. Walkthrough and just being like, what's hanging out here? I don't think there's anything here.
This is a very modern building, though. Do ghosts hang out in modern buildings?
Yes.
Dude,
1,000,000%.
Well, there you have. Seems like old spooky buildings is where they hang out in, but yes, modern buildings.
No, that's what I'm loving about this new deal we've got going on. I go into places that have heat, working bathrooms,
and
snacks more often than not.
Really?
Yeah, Bob, you got to get in the paranormal therapy business.
I know. Man, you know what? My investigations, let me tell you about my life in investigating, all right? Here's this old creepy shack that was built in the 1800s. Bob, that floorboard's probably not good, and you're a bigger guy. We need you to go inside there and go talk to, you know, old man Jenkins, who has been dead for 150 years, that scratches people in their sleep.
You meddling kids.
Thank you for getting that reference, Kitsy. That's why you're a 10 out of 10.
Scoob is my jam.
And it's like, Bob, you're going to go walk on that creaky floorboard. Oh, by the way, it's 10 degrees outside, and there's no insulation. Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, Bob, you want to go check out this, my favorite investigative moments. I was at a TB... gravesite. It's where they had like the world of America's like leading tuberculosis researchers in Peoria, Illinois, at an old mental institution of all places. And we go, you know, the guy James from Peoria takes me out there, and I'm checking out this gravesite. It's heavy. It's, you know, I want to keep investigating. Mosquitoes everywhere. Mosquitoes everywhere. And then you're dealing with a storm that was coming in. So I, you know, when I investigate, I'm not lucky enough to get into places with heat. I'm a little
working
jealous.
Bathrooms.
Yeah, working
I mean, I've been there, man. I know. We have a woman who wants us to come investigate her home in Ohio later this year, I think, who has offered to cook us a full meal.
Yeah.
So this is the way to go, man. I'm just
panic word. Welcome to Bob After Therapy.
Yes, for sure. Well, I guess I got to give a warning on that. So, Kitsy and KJ, if you ever come down here to the region, we go to the old studio, and make sure you use the bathroom ahead of time, because I don't think the bathrooms work over there either.
They do.
Not recently.
Oh, since last time I was there.
Yeah, but it's the last time. It's not flushing
pipes froze.
Properly. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so just be aware of that.
Okay.
Nobody ever talks about the... Oh, go on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I did want to let everybody know that we are currently booking cases to investigate in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, and Kentucky right now.
And you don't have to make us dinner.
You don't.
That's optional.
Cookies are nice, but you don't even have to bring Oreos. It's okay. I usually bring my own. But yes, and you know, it's not only people that are scared of their haunting, it's people that are grieving, but they feel like, you know, their family member is hanging out with them, like Justin's story or like KJ's story. And we seriously want to help people. So if you are dealing with something like this, head to pxroad.com and there's a form you can fill out right there on the page, and we'll get in contact with you.
Well, and all these questions that we've had about, you know, Reiki and energy tonight, while you're there at our website, pxroad.com, check out the workshop. See if it's for you. It's really, we're making it the basics, like get into this. We've been there where it's like, I don't know how to do energy things. Like, how am I going to do this? That's what this is for. So we'd love to have you be a part of it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, this is the part of the show where we're going to get the shameless plugs in, because we're going to wrap it up. So you guys got that in. But real quick, nobody knows the struggles of a paranormal investigator, folks. You think we hang out in occult bookstores and we go out and exercise homes? No, we sit in the cold. We sit in the weather.
Literally.
People never draw up the true light of paranormal investigation. Standing in a very dark, leaky building for about 4 hours waiting for something to say hi to you.
Just talking to yourself
in
the
like,
dark.
Are you there? Are you there? Hello. You could speak
this
to me.
This is my flashlight. If you tap it, you can turn on the light.
You know, we never get a chance to talk to other investigators on the show, Counts. This is nice. No. I appreciate being able to be like, hey, guys, you know about the struggles, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Driving three
well,
and a half
kitsy.
Hours.
I didn't live that life. I'm living the cozy life.
I was gonna say the KJ's the spoiled one.
Yeah. Paranormal therapy, all the interaction with the spirits. You don't even turn the stuff. This last location, I just turned the spirit box on and a voice comes over and said, "We love you."
Well, excuse me. You know, my jealousy, by the way, is a complete jest. I turn on a box and it's like, "Hey fatty, what's up?" It's like, "Come on, what am I doing?" Or, oh, it's him. Thanks. Oh, it's him. Not a, oh, good morning, Bob. We're going to make sure we don't hide the garlic for your eggs, Bob. Or, you know, nope. It's, oh, it's him. And then hides my remote. Thanks. You know, KJ, we got to get
Unless
your.
It's KJ's dad. He's like, who is she? Who is her? Who is that?
Who is that? Now, guys, real quick, I do got to crack one more joke, and then I'm going to do shameless plugs and thank yous. So, you know, a chunk of what we talk about on the show, we do ghosts on Bob After Dark. We do ghost stories, the unexplained. We do cryptids, too. And I know Kitsy's a Bigfoot fan. But, KJ, where do you yes. stand in the world of cryptids?
Oh, yeah. I'm all in. I mean, Kitsy and I couldn't be friends if I wasn't on Team Sasquatch, so... Yeah.
Is Sasquatch your favorite cryptid?
For sure. For sure.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
He makes an appearance in Wisconsin quite often, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in those, you know, I mean, we had the back 40. we knew about Bigfoot.
You guys also have the dog man up there, and that's, by yeah. the way, might be spoiling a future episode coming
Gotta
up.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah,
Beast of sure. Bray Road.
Ooh, ooh.
Well, Sasquatch are generally a very popular cryptid. You know, one spotting here in the region from the 70s. One in the 70s.
Me and you actually went and investigated
we
it.
We tried to go, look, we tried, Bob, but
we tried.
You know, the Bigfoot from the 70s seems to be no more. So
yeah, we went out there to look for him. Yeah. Now, Kitsy, KJ, let's talk about what's going on with you guys as far as Paranormal Crossroads. Where can people find it? How often are we going to be seeing content? Kitsy, what is going on with your podcast, your book, your show? KJ, what are you doing in your free time? Let's hear all of that good stuff. Let's get the plugs in.
KJ, you go first.
Oh, okay. All right. I was standing by. Okay. So Paranormal Crossroad, we are premiering new episodes right now, the last Friday of every month. So we've got 3 episodes out now. You can watch them at pxroad.com. And they are on YouTube as well, if you prefer that. And we're doing this workshop. I hate to sound like I'm plugging things so much, but
you're fine.
I'm really excited about this because it is basics. It's your chakras. It's your energy. It's learning about Reiki. If you've never heard that before, Kitsy's gonna get out some of her fun toys and show people how you use that spirit
box.
Not
those kind of toys, Bob.
Yes,
so what did I do?
Not yeah.
I did. I'm getting thrown under the metaphysical. I'm so sorry.
You know, I'm getting thrown under the metaphysical bus here. I'm just sitting here.
It's 10:45 p.m. 10:45 p.m. We could talk about that.
The paranormal toys, if you will. I don't know. We're not getting on to this one anyway.
All right,
spirit box, things like that. Because really, everything that we have and everything that we're doing, like if you want to learn how to do it, you can. That's the point of the workshop. And then Tiffany coming in, she's just the most amazing spirit medium. And so we're just really excited to be able to, one, have this workshop, be able to help you kind of get on your way, the way that people helped us on our path to where we are right now. And then continue to do the show, to find people who are either experiencing some sort of heartbreak, some sort of, you know, sadness or some sort of paranormal activity that's making them afraid, and keep doing the therapy and and bringing the peace. So that's Paranormal Crossroad. And when I'm, you know, when I'm not doing that, I have a podcast called The Kind of Nerdy Girls, and we are a bunch of women in entertainment who are as big of fans as we, as anyone. We just happen to work in the business, and we talk about Marvel, and we talk about Star Wars, and we talk about Harry Potter, and we do binges and books every week. It's just sort of a geek culture conversation. So I'd love for you to join that if you are interested. It's kindofnerdygirls.com.
And she's a kitty correspondent.
Oh gosh, yeah. I am. I talk to cats and I talk about cats. So if you, I feel like Pet Pals TV is on in the region. I should know that. But petpalstv.com, it's a show all about pets, positive stories about pet ownership. So, Bob, you got good stories about your cats. I'd love to have you on the show sometime.
Oh, there's 5:30 in the morning this morning. One decided to do a flying leap from the window onto my bed, making sure that I knew that it was food time. So no, I don't. I joke. I love the cats. They.
That's not breaking news about cats, Bob.
No, it's really not. I was kind of thrown to the world of cats. I didn't ask for cats. It just kind of happened.
I remember Bob when I first met him being allergic to cats too.
I grew out of that real quick. I had no other choice.
So how many cats do you have, Bob?
We have four. I have zero cats. My partner has four cats, which then adopted into my cats. So I didn't go into a situation being like, I would like this feline. No, it was, there was one, and I'm like, okay, there's one, and then one turned into, there was a family of three, and then we ended up with four. But
I get it. I have six.
Oh, boy.
And I had one before I met my husband who said he hated cats, and now he's not allowed to be around a shelter ever because he brings them all home. But Bob, cats are great. They're great, and they're great teachers for energy as well. They're in tune with everything. You should listen to those cats, man.
To them all right at 5:30 in the morning. All right, Kitsy, what's crack-a-lacking in your life?
Oh, I still got that Oddity Files, the podcast available wherever you listen to your podcasts. We tell creepy stories. My co-host Nick Floyd and I tell creepy stories to each other. We have an energy forecast every week from Ms. Fortune Astrology, and we talk about some paranormal in the news. Pretty much your show.
Oh.
Kinda. And I've got Get Scared, the podcast as well. We are pumping out some Paranormal Crossroad right now, and I'm pretty excited about it. Hoping to get back to work at the conventions doing photo ops this year is my main goal. But I do know we're going to be at Indie PopCon this year. They're running. So photo ops will be running there. So absolutely check it out. It's not that far from you, Bob. You should come down.
I just said I will probably be at Indie PopCon.
I was talking over you. Sorry.
No, you're okay. There is a distinct possibility I'll be at Indie PopCon. Not for a Bob After Dark appearance. That kind of fell. I didn't expect things to happen, so I didn't apply for anything, but I might still be there.
Okay.
Well, Bob, I happen to work on the team there at PopCon, so I know some people.
You know, real quick before I let you go, KJ, somebody we both mutually know said to say hi, and I had to do this before we left. Rob Southgate.
Oh my gosh, I love Rob. Rob is like the podcast king of dad. The podcast world.
Yes, Rob is podcast dad. That was one of the first people I ever met in the world of podcasting.
He is. He's got another. He's got another podcaster's life book in the works. And I might. Chapters. Are you writing for it?
We're not talking about that yet.
Sorry.
Nope, spoilers.
Sorry.
It wasn't me this time. Yay!
Ladies, thank you so much, so much for wanting to come on my show.
Oh, Bob, I have someone that wants me to say hi to you too. Nick Farnsworth, the Circle City Ghostbusters guys.
Oh, man, what a small world.
Oh. He texted me, he said, tell Bob hi. That's all he said. Like, okay. Okay.
Well, Nick is a dear friend of mine in my world outside of the paranormal podcasting is the ghost busting world, and I am a happy friend of Nick's.
Nick is great. All those guys at Circle City Ghostbusters have been friends for a long time. They're great guys.
I'm a happy member of that team. I make my one event a year typically. You know, guys, ladies, thank you so much for coming on the show. I sincerely appreciate it. I had a blast. Did you have a blast?
It was great.
Totally. Every time.
I felt like I had to force that one out of Kitsy.
No. Not at all. I reached out to you. Come on.
I know.
And I got to compliment them. We didn't do it today. We got to compliment them. Both fantastic backgrounds to it. And they're not virtual backgrounds.
I complimented both of them earlier.
Earlier in the show? I wasn't paying attention then.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be a producer?
I got to say, fantastic backgrounds each of you. I love it.
Thank you.
Are you guys looking to trade producers?
We got to jazz it up around here. We need something in my background. Does it look a little plain in my background?
Bob, you think we have producers?
We don't have a budget, sir.
You could get caught panic with that budget.
We have a petty cash box.
When we get booked for cons and we run out of our con favors to get food.
PBR fund.
And that turns into the PBR fund real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, thank you so much for watching and listening to another episode of Bob After Dark. On behalf of the Paranormal Crossroads family, I just want to say thank you to Kitsy and KJ for coming on. Next time we got to get the other one on. I know she was very busy with private life stuff, so we'll have to get her next time and we'll do another roundtable discussion. Maybe I'll invite her by herself next time. We'll see.
Yeah.
But folks, thank you so much. Remember, the two most important rules of Bob After Dark are, before I get to that, I have to say goodnights to people.
Oh, yeah,
goodnight, Bob. Mom and Dad, and goodnight to Tiff, no matter where you are in the world. I just want to wish you the sweetest dreams of them all. And now the two most important rules of Bob After Dark are, not all who wander are lost, and as above, so below. Until next time.
Memoriam Development.